often when I'm working with people, whether I'm, you know, in the Shine Expansive program or in a live presentation, I am helping them recognize, what fear are you standing in front of right now? What fear has you stopped? And then I do this exercise with them where they start seeing that fear is actually a gatekeeper, a friendly gatekeeper to your next level of expansion. And then I help them see, okay, you know, you have freedom of choice. You could live your life standing here in front of this gatekeeper named fear and just keep living your life here. And I ask them, you know, how do you feel in 6 months, in 1 year, in 3 years? How are you feeling living your life right here where you are standing in front of this fear? And usually they talk about feeling stagnant and stuck and depressed and heavy. And then we explore what happens if they step through that gate. Say, you know, gatekeeper fear, thank you for stopping me. I understand your purpose. You want to keep me safe. Guess what? I'm ready now. I'm ready to courageously step through this gateway and see what's in that great unknown, because I know my expanded potential, my expanded purpose is on the other side of this gate. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always helping people step through the fear and find out what expanded contribution they can make on the other side. Well, the same thing happened to me when David Wilcox said, yes, in my closing concert, do you want to come up on stage with me and do your thing? That's all the prep work we did. It was just to say, sure, I'll do my thing. So I really went and had a lot of fear, and I had to hike to the top of a mountain that day and talk myself through it just like I would talk a client through it, until I got to the place of, yes, I want to find out what's on the other side of this fear. I want to step through the gateway and land on his stage tonight and do my thing and see what that thing is. And that's what I did, and it was really powerful to be up there, and I ended up just improvising with the audience and really honoring David and honoring that community and the experience we had shared over the past 4 days. And it was an expanded state of being that I got to experience because I was willing to step beyond fear.